Tennessee election officials say there's little chance of widespread fraud during this fall's balloting. They're having to reassure Tennesseans right as they head to the polls for early voting. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Donald Trump's charge that election officials are conspiring with reporters and business interests to deny him a win is the latest theory to grab the spotlight. But others this year have floated dire election scenarios. Hackers changing results, voting machines that spit out false tallies, poll workers systematically turning away voters. Tennessee election coordinator Mark Goines, a Republican, says there's not much to fear. There are just too many people involved for a massive fraud to work.
So it's very decentralized election process going down to the local level, where at the local level on election night, the machine tallies are ran from each machine at that they're posted there at the local precinct.
And there are 2,000 of those precincts around the state, Goines says, each with voting machines chosen and checked by local election officials and run by bipartisan poll workers selected from the community. Large-scale fraud would require a tremendous level of coordination and technological knowledge, Goines says. But if that's not enough, the campaigns, county parties, and nonprofits like the League of Women Voters will also have their eyes on the polls. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.
Early voting starts Wednesday. Tennesseans can find polling locations by visiting the website govotetn.org or downloading the app.